Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ah, Ben Crenshaw, good morning. We've got an interesting day. There's going to be some rain, so if you're going to get out on the golf course, while it's going to be mostly sunny, it's going to be breezy with isolated showers in the morning, high between 82 and 87 as well. Easterlies, that's where they're coming from, 10 to 20 miles per hour. So let's say you're on the Alawai Golf Course. And east would be, you know, looking out towards Diamond Head and beyond towards Hawaii Island. And that's where that wind is coming from. But then it all shifts, doesn't it? So much fun. Chance of rain is 20% today. Tonight, again, a chance of rain 20%. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy still. Isolated showers in the morning, high about 85, easterlies 15 to 20, and a chance of rain is again 20%. So that's what we're getting ourselves into. Meantime, you can look forward to Michael Patrick Shields. He's going to be on the show. Taught me a lesson in celebrating one's birthday. He was. We'll talk about it. Dean Wilson, PGA Tour player, born in Kaneohe, Hawaii. Yes, he turned professional in 1992. He won six times on the Japan Tour, once on the PGA Tour. Made some nice money in the process. And he's got his, yes, HSJGA Dean Wilson Junior Classic at the Putley Golf Course. That's going to be great. Look forward to talking with him. Jacob Viquilia, Poipu Bay Golf Course, assistant PGA golf instructor at Poipu Bay. And we're going to kick off the show with Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, golf commentator, analyst, and of course, host of Golf Hawaii Travel and Global Golf Adventure. So, tea times? How rude would I be if I didn't do this? All right. Makalei, there's an 848, 952, 1010. The Buzzards are on the course. And I've got a lot of folks on the course. Okay. The Buzzards are out there. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Poipu, 832, 946, 11 o'clock. Kauai Boys on the golf course. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I think I'm just going to say, whenever I say somebody is on the golf course, may you hit the sweet spot every time. We've got a Kauai Lagoons on Kauai. We've got a 9 o'clock and a 10:24. Let's go to Oahu now for Pearl at Kalaua'au. There's an 8:52, a 9:24, a 10:38. The Pearl Divers. They're playing golf, not diving for pearls. Hawaii Kai, 8:40, 9:17. Turtle Bay has an 8:30, a 9:20, and a 10:52. The Poke Bowlers. They're going to go out and have their Poke Bowl. Fishermen, they're on the golf course at Rohoan. Yeah, and they've got an 8:36 open, a 9:18, and a 10:52 if you'd like to follow those fishermen. We've also got a Neva Beach golf course, three tee times that I can tell you about. 8:52, 9:10, 10:42. Bayview, 8:40, 10:10, 11:24. And then going to Maui, business women, they're on the golf course, the gold course, no less, of course. There's an 8:32 if you'd like to be there, and a 9:26. Emerald course has an 8:50, 9:08, 11:10. Blue course, 9 o'clock, 10:46. And the car guys, okay, they're the car boys. They're on the golf course, and they're at Maui Nui, and there are tee times available. There's a 9:08, an 11:08, and an 11:26. And anyone going on the golf course this morning, may you hit the sweet spot every time. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Iwile next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in, Mark Rolfing. Here's Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, golf commentator, analyst, and host of Golf Hawaii Travel and Global Golf Adventure. He's a member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame and DePaul University Hall of Fame. Let's see now. Mark Rolfing, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Nice to be on. How's everybody out there today?
We're doing okay. It's not raining. It's not pouring. It's just drizzling occasionally. That's just bottom line. That's the story we're going with. I guess that's good for aeration, right? I mean, if you aerate and it, let's move on, Danielle. I digress. You know, Mark, this is driving me crazy. This new system on the PGA Tour, all right? And then we've got some of our players. You know, one of our very, very famous players from England. He's not on the course when he's supposed to be there. He's out checking out another course. And I'm like, Rory McIlroy, why are you getting away with what is going on the PGA Tour? It's nuts.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, there's a lot of it that's the same. But really, the PGA Tour is going to change. There's no question about it. It's not going to change so much in 2027 as it will for 2028. So everybody's got a little bit of time to get adjusted to this thing. Mm. But basically what you've got now is you've got a two-tiered system. Now, in a way, the PGA Tour had that before because you had top-level events and you had lower-level events. So they're going to have a championship series now. It's going to be 120 players. You are going to be guaranteed to get in every tournament if you qualify for that championship series. There's going to be no question about it. Now, that was one of the issues that the players wanted to deal with, and that was that a number of guys qualified for the PGA Tour and then weren't able to get in the events because it was just a little too crowded. So in order to stay in that championship series, you have to be in the top 90. At the end of the season, if you are in the top 90, you're automatically in the championship series for the next week or for the next year. The lower 20 guys are going to get relegated off of it, so we'll have a little bit of changeover, but it's going to be different. There's no question. I have way more questions about what the second tier is going to look like than I do the first tier.
Yeah, I totally understand. And that's called the Challenger Series, the lower tier.
That's going to be the Challenger Series. It's as Rory McIlroy said, it's a glorified Corn Ferry Tour. Brian Rolapp didn't like that statement very much, and Rory's kind of modified it now. But the interesting thing about that is there's a lot of questions still unanswered. Now, only seven of those tournaments the entire year, only seven are going to be in weeks that are their own weeks. Every other time, the Challenger Series is going to be opposite a Championship Series event. The question in my mind, my first question is, what is the benefit of winning a tournament on the Challenger Series? We know that if you win two of them, you get automatic promotion to the Championship Series. But if you win one tournament, my two big questions are, do you get in the Masters? I think the answer to that one is probably going to be no. And what has happened to the Tournament of Champions, our beloved Tournament of Champions? It's no more. Century's no longer going to have that as part of the criteria for their events. So that is a big question in my mind.
Okay, and Century's going to be operating on the West Coast, right? They're going to have is it San Diego?
Yeah, it's going to be San Diego. You know, in 2027, they're going to play in San Diego, but they've got a really bad date, and I don't think things are going to change too much in 27. As I said, there's an extra week on the schedule. So actually, the way the tournament goes, schedule goes, is they play San Diego, and then they play Pebble Beach, which Pebble Beach is going to be a signature event next year. Then you have Phoenix, where everybody plays, and then you have L.A., which is a signature event. So Century now is staring at a schedule for next year that has three signature events, effectively, all 3 weeks after. I don't think very many players are going to play in the century next year.
Wow. Wow. It's so, I mean, okay. Who put this all together? Led by Tiger Woods, this new system for 2028. Overhauling it. A bunch of guys getting together to chat. Now, what's in it for the fellows who did? Now, Tiger Woods isn't playing, of course, but he's revered and people love hearing what he has to say. So they get together in the room, the round table, and start spitballing what they think should be happening or shouldn't be happening or what they want to change. Did this go on for a long time? And then Tiger Woods says, honored to stand along Brian Rolapp today, alongside Brian Rolapp at the Travelers Championship, as we announce the PGA Tour's new model for 2028 and beyond. This is an exciting moment for the game of golf. It's been a privilege to lead the future competition committee, and I am proud of the work we've done to build the best version of the PGA Tour for future generations of players and fans. I'm not buying it. I'm not comfortable with it. How about the players?
Well, you know, first off, let me say this. Tiger Woods has been in rehab in Switzerland. And for him to come all the way back, and the first thing that he does is a press conference, you know, that introduces Brian Rolapp and the Future Competitions Committee and a new schedule, I didn't think that was appropriate. I think if he was going to talk to the media, the first thing he should have done was, how was he doing?
Yes.
How is he feeling? Mm-hmm. How's his rehab going? What is the future for him as a player? He didn't even address any of that. All he did was address the Future Competitions Committee. So I think that was a little short-sighted from my perspective. Now, having said that, he carries a lot of weight, and the PGA Tour needed him. And really what they need to be able to do, Danielle, is go to the television networks and say to them, hey, we're going to renegotiate our deal with a new system here that's going to guarantee more times where the top players play against each other. And the reason they have to do that is the NFL is negotiating right now for their future. And if the NFL takes all the money, then there's going to be no money left for golf or college football or hockey or all these other sports. So they're in a little bit of a bind right now.
All right. Now, some guys like this new series, the Championship Series and the Challenger Series. Rory McIlroy doesn't seem to be buying it. And I'm kind of intrigued to find out how many other guys are on that same. But he literally, while he was supposed to be playing in an event, he was on another golf course checking it out. That is just so strange to me.
Yeah, you know, there's no requirement for the players to play any minimum number of events. And I think you're going to see a lot of the top players skipping events. If you think about it, you look at the European players and you start thinking about, okay, where do they have their biggest events? They have them in the Middle East and they have them in January. They have them the same weeks as the San Diego week, as the same weeks as the Pebble Beach week, the same weeks as Phoenix. So you're going to be missing automatically, I think, Rory. You're going to be missing Shane Lowry. You're going to be missing Tommy Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, of course, who's on live right now. But, yeah, I don't think you're necessarily going to see all these top players playing all these events.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm also surprised that wasn't there at one point within the PGA Tour like a fine, a punishment? You know, if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you had to cough up some money to get out of jail?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, actually, they do have a get out of jail because they're going to have a series of events in the fall that's called the Last Chance Tour. And that is, okay, if you don't qualify for the championship series, you got one more chance at the end. You know, but having said that, I think they will be changing the rules as they go along. You're already seeing now that they're saying McIlroy does not have to play the 15 required events that you need to be a member of the PGA Tour. So I think for the top players, you're going to start seeing some things come out that allows them to play the kind of schedule they want.
So in effect, the PGA Tour is losing control over their players.
Yeah, I think they do. you know, the players know that they have to come up with a system that is going to guarantee that they get some big television money because that television money is going to be very scarce. If you take a look right now, Danielle, last weekend there were 10 World Cup soccer games, 10 games, none of which involved the United States. And those 10 all rated higher than the U.S. Open on Sunday on NBC.
Yep.
That is not a very good sign. You know, golf is still a very small market compared to the World Cup soccer. And so this small market that we all love very much has got to figure out how they can become really important to the TV guys so they continue to have the television deals that they have now.
Yeah. Absolutely. It was, you know, watching the World Cup and the excitement and the fans and everybody's having an amazing time watching them kick it. And just it's invigorating. You're kind of glued to it. No matter where you are, you're looking at the TV set and checking it out. And we don't have that in golf. And I think we're taking ourselves too seriously. Some of these guys are taking advantage of something. I think they're ruining it in the process.
If you look at it too, one of the big issues for golf, Danielle, is it's really hard to create a level playing field when it comes to rooting. We saw it at the U.S. Open. Wyndham Clark was treated terribly by the hometown fans, and there were most of the fans were rooting against Wyndham Clark. They were rooting for Scottie Scheffler and for Matt Fitzpatrick and for Sam Burns. They were rooting against Wyndham. And the question is, you know, can golf survive if you have an atmosphere like that where you're rooting against certain players? All the talk about it was bad. They were saying maybe we shouldn't be going to Long Island. That's what happened at the Ryder Cup.
Uh-huh.
But frankly, we've got to have a big rooting interest because who is going to root against McIlroy? Who's going to root against guys like Jordan Spieth or Ricky Fowler? Nobody's going to root against them.
Yes, exactly. Or maybe they will. You know, it depends if. But it's a polite audience. That's the thing about golf. The people who are on the course watching know to be quiet. They know the rules, and they abide by them. And in that, it's a beautiful game because of that. You know,
yeah, it really is. What worries me that could get ruined here are some of the great events, like the Canadian Open. I'm really worried about. You know, if they end up as a championship series event, they won't be able to get any Canadian players into the field other than who qualifies, let's say.
Yes.
There are no more sponsor exemptions on the PGA Tour. They're gone.
Yep.
So if you have a Canadian Open with very few Canadian players, is that truly a Canadian Open? I don't know. You've got the other issue now with the Challenger Series where, you know, Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler are going to want to play in the Texas events. That's their hometown. If those events become Challenger Series events, they will not be allowed to play in those events. And I would think that would be, you know, the doom for those events if they can't get their star players from their hometowns.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And I was just reading an article about how, you know, some of the players, some golfers may be unable to play in their national open events because of eligibility requirements. It goes on to say, for instance, suppose the RBC Canadian Open becomes a Tier 1 event, then Canadian professionals are only eligible to play Tier 2 events, won't be in the field. Nick Taylor raised that concern. So I don't understand why they're going through this big change when it's worked so well for so long. Do you know why they're doing it?
They're doing it because they need the TV money, and the TV networks are saying we have to have a guarantee that the top players are going to be playing against each other more often, and this was their solution.
Well, very interesting. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how things progress, what changes get made. I don't think they finished. I think they're going to make changes on the fly. You know,
you're right. You're okay. Absolutely right about that.
Okay. Okay. On the Hardy news, speaking of, you know, great players playing, we've got Scottie Scheffler. Last time I checked, not this morning, it was 16 under for him. And of course, leading. That's huge, right? Where's Scottie Scheffler been? It's not easy being on top of the world all the time, but he seems to be doing just fine now. Have you been watching?
No, you know, and actually I think it's going to be a little bit of a nightmare for this new PGA Tour Championship Series if Scheffler, you know, becomes the player of the year again and stays as dominant number one. He loves playing in Palm Springs. He does not want to open the season in a big market. He wants to open it at the American Express on the Golf Channel, not even on a network. So how are they going to deal with that?
Pay him? Danielle. Victor Hovland, 14 under. Akshay Bhatia, Eric Cole, they were tied at 12 under. And there is no 36-hole cut. Huh?
Well, yes? You know, that's the signature event series. Small fields, no events. I think that's why it didn't work very well. I've got a hunch about Hovland this week, though, because I saw him at the Norway soccer game the other night. He had his jersey on, and he was rowing like all the soccer fans from Norway and doing all this stuff. And I think he's revved up. I think Victor's going to make a good run at Scottie this weekend.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's what we need, competition. And what's up with Rory? Is he just upset with this whole process? Is that why he's doing things that he's not really supposed to do, like go to another tournament and or go to another golf course and check it out and see what it's like while he's supposed to be playing in an event?
Look, I think he's got the opinion right now, I deserve to be able to do whatever I want, play whenever I want, and practice wherever I want. And that's his attitude right now. I think he gave a lot to the PGA Tour for some key years there. He's not involved in this process that much anymore. But, you know, the question is, has he earned that right? I think we'll find out probably, but it won't be this fall. It's going to take another year probably to get this sorted out.
Right on. If you have time, I wanted to just drop in to Hazeltine. What a gorgeous golf course that is. That's where the KPMG Women's PGA Championship is being played. Minji Lee is the defending champ. And Nelly Korda is coming on strong. It looks really good.
Yes, she is. You know, the leader, Yoon, is in an interesting situation. She was suspended on the Korean Tour for quite some time, 18 months, because of a cheating incident. That basically she's admitted that she did. She played the wrong ball and didn't tell anybody. Her caddy told her to keep going. She ended up missing the cut anyway in the tournament in Korea. But, boy, when you get a label like that, if she were to win this tournament now, there's going to be a lot of question marks, I think, particularly from the rest of the world. I think the Korean players know her well and like her well enough, but the rest of the world is going to go, hey, wait a minute. You know, this person cheated. She's going to have trouble getting away from that.
Wow, I bet. Yeah, thank you for bringing that to the fore. Hazeltine, what's the golf course like? I hear there's like lots of demanding approach shots. I've never been there, so 108 bunkers frightens me.
Well, it's a huge golf course. The thing about Hazeltine that makes it so attractive is the amount of space they have. You know, they had the Ryder Cup there in 2016, which I worked, and it was great. The Americans won, and they are going back in 2029 for the Ryder Cup. When the Ryder Cup goes back to a site in that short a period of time, you know it was highly successful. And I think they like Hazeltine more than anything because Minneapolis is a great sports town, great golf town, but also there's just so much space, you know, hundreds of acres out there to do whatever you want from a hospitality standpoint.
Awesome. You've been traveling all over the world, it seems, over the past month or so. You coming back to Hawaii, or are you on the road again to do some work?
I got Columbus, Ohio next week for the U.S. Senior Open, and then the following week I have the Scottish Open, where I am the analyst in Connecticut on Golf Central.
Fantastic. The Scottish Open. This is going to be great. I look forward to seeing you on TV. Mark Rolfing, thank you for being inside the clubhouse this morning.
Yeah, let's do it again. Thanks, Daniel.
Good. Aloha. We're coming back. We've got a young man from a golf family on Kauai, Jacob Vicuilla, Poipube Golf Course, assistant PGA golf instructor. We're going to find out what we can do about our game. Help! After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Well, you know what? It hasn't stopped raining, in case you haven't noticed. We've noticed 25%, 50% chance of rain coming up for this week and next week. So it hasn't stopped raining. So to help you get through this very soggy mess, Aloha Power's After the Rain Sale. Well, we wish it were after the rain sale, but we need the water. And the grass loves it, and we save money when the water comes from the sky. So I'm not really complaining, except it's kind of nice to be able to go out and not get wet. And but that's what, you know, after the rain sale is Honda generators can help you. Pumps can help you. Chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, whole lots more at Aloha Power. And now they're up to 25% off. So we have service, we have parts, we have the accessories for every rider, from home to commercial sized, whether it's, you know, gigantic weed whacker or something more suitable for the home. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Get what you need. Aloha Power Equipment in Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services, because your home appliances have to work. What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Let's go to the garden aisle. Jacob Vicuilla, Poipube Golf Course is his day home, and assistant PGA golf instructor is what he does at Poipube Golf Course on Kauai. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jacob.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, it's a, you know, interesting day. Is it raining on Kauai?
Yeah. Well, I'd say it's been raining more so in the morning. Afternoon's been pretty light, so
right on.
We've actually had a lot more play coming out in the afternoon now.
Yeah, I've got tee times that I'll probably have to remind people that. Let's see now. Here we go on Kauai at Poipu. there's a morning tea time. It's 8:32, so that may, it may be difficult to get there or give them a call really fast and then get on the road. 9:46, and there's another tea time at Poipu. There's an 11 o'clock, and the Kauai boys are on the golf course, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Now, Jacob, you know, when those guys are on the golf course, do they come by and say, hey, you know, my game's off before they go on the golf course, let's say? Help!
I have maybe a few that will come up to me and ask, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, we'll schedule something. We'll schedule something." But sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You know, I won't force them to. But yeah, they'll come up to me and they'll be like, "Man, I don't know how to hit it straight. I can't get off the tee box." So,
yeah, a lot of us can't get off the. There are those days. So let's start off way back when. Who taught you golf?
It was my dad. My dad picked up his golf game, I'd say probably his mid-30s, and when he had me and my sister, he would bring us over to the golf course with him, not really expecting much, but then we ended up picking up the clubs and just started hitting it. So he was thinking, oh, that's a great idea. So he'd put us in junior golf. We played high school golf. I mean, we probably went to the golf course every weekend, almost every day after school to go hit balls. So kind of just took off from there.
Yeah. How old were you when you first started?
I would say I was either 3 or 4. Whoa. I don't really know the exact age, but I mean, I've been playing for over 23 years now. I'm 27. So.
Wow. Wait a minute. What size clubs were you using? Were you using plastic clubs back when you were 3, 4 years old?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably just like USA Junior clubs at the time. Yeah. I mean, my dad, eventually when I started to take his clubs, he was using the old school ping irons, ping woods, so yeah. Started to use those.
Yeah, so you started off with real clubs when you were little tykes, little guys, right?
Yeah. I start off with, actual clubs.
Yeah, because a lot of people get the little plastic clubs, you know, and so that they kids don't hurt each other.
right.
You know, wayward swing and all that. If somebody's walking, don't walk behind a person who's about to swing a golf club. That's just the most, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Don't want to do that. Yeah. Even when I teach people, I really try to make sure I keep my distance away.
Right. Well, you know, you're teaching, and they're trying really hard to do the best they can to impress you.
Yeah.
So your whole family is you're all golfers.
Yeah. Well, I would say mostly it's just my dad and my sister. I mean, I have a few uncles that'll golf here and there, but I mean, as far as like. How much we played? I think me and my dad, and my sister, we take the cake out of our family.
So you play a lot. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get like frustrated with yourself?
Yeah. I mean, definitely part of the game. I'd say it's all mental. So I mean, it's not uncommon to watch. Someone, you know, get frustrated with themselves. You know, they want to be good. You know, they want to, you know, at least be consistent. So it's not surprising if you ever see someone get frustrated out on the course. I think the best thing to do is always just take it one shot at a time. You know, if you mess up on that last shot, just, you know, forget about it. It doesn't matter. Go on to the next one. The whole point of the goal is to finish all 18. And once you finish, then you can be frustrated afterwards. You know, and you're like, I top 3 or I shank 2, you know, then you can talk about it all after. Just try to stay focused throughout your whole entire round until you finish the last hole.
So, in other words, don't drag that last hole with you all the way through to 18. You know, shake it off.
Right, exactly. The middle portion doesn't matter. It's the end portion.
There you go. Is there any, you know... mantra that you can suggest to people, you know, how do you shake it off? What do you say to your brain? It's your brain that keeps telling you how terrible you are. It's a creature. Yeah.
I would say like the best way to shake it off, if you can't shake off the one shot, I mean, at least try to shake off the hole itself. Probably the best advice that I had, this guy, he told me, Think of it as a 18-hole match, and each hole is its own match. And you know, if you lose one hole, then whatever, you lose that hole. Go to the next hole and try to win that hole. So I like to look at it sometimes like that. Like if I have a bad hole, I think, okay, well I lost that one. You know, just try to go to the next one, try to win the next one. So, it varies, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. So it's almost like a competition going on inside your head with yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, again, golf is very mental. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. It is. You know, trying to square the club and come down, you know, on it and get it off and fly it and all that good stuff. What do most golfers come to get help with from you? Like, I just can't seem to get this done. Can you help me? Yeah. What is the thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say most of my clientele, when they come by, I'd say about half of them have never touched the club before, or, you know, it's been a few years, so they want to get back into it. The other half are, they're all just trying to be consistent. I mean, they're not looking to win a tournament, you know, the next time they go out, but they want to at least be consistent where they can, you know, strike the ball better, or if they want to hit a fade, hit a draw. They just want to know where the ball's going, and I just try to help them achieve them hitting the same shot over and over again of what they want, in a sense.
Yeah. And one of the things about hitting a ball is you want to look up to see where it's going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. but yeah, for the most part, they want to know that, you know, what swing they're doing is what the result that they're gonna get.
Yeah,
what they want all the time. So,
but don't we have to keep our head down until we follow through with the swing, and then you can look up?
Yeah. So, when I teach people, I won't really. I won't really try to correct everything all at once. I'll try to have them maybe focus on maybe about one or two things, just to, you know, get them in the right direction. I'd say more times when I first started teaching, if I started to give someone more information, sometimes it's not really the best, because then they're thinking of too much things throughout the swing, and
yes,
they forget that all you have to do is just try to hit the ball.
Yes.
So. I try to give them maybe one or two things, you know, to work on it. If it is have something with, you know, them not keeping their head down throughout the swing, you know, keeping that posture as they first started off. And, yeah, I'll try to work on something like that.
Right, because if you keep your eye on the ball, it kind of keeps your body in the position where it should be for the swing to come down and the head to not get involved.
Right.
Because we're so curious, you know, we're such curious animals that I want to see where that ball went before you've even come in contact. Yeah, we just, you know, tend to make a mess of things. At least I do. I just want to see where it went, and it's just silly. So when you have a golfer coming in for a lesson, what do you want them to come? What do you hope they're bringing to the lesson?
I would, let me see. I guess I would hope for them to be open as far as being able to, you know, change something in their swing. I've had some folks where they will come out and, you know, they're very stuck to what their swing is doing, and, you know, they try to maneuver something small to get another result, but sometimes it doesn't work like that. So I would like in the lesson for someone to be comfortable with change. Change is good sometimes, you know, change also is bad. So, I mean, it's a matter of us together finding out what will work for that student.
Right. After all, they're coming to you for help. I mean, most of us would
be. Exactly.
Right? And we have to trust you to be able to tell us that this or that is what's causing the most grief.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, you really need to listen to your instructor, the person who's trying to teach you. Yeah, you know, and know that they're not trying to guide you down some strange pathway. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So is there something that you wanted to bring up that I didn't give you a chance to, Jacob?
No, I mean, I feel like that's a little bit about my past there, and then, you know, just some small things about golf.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there something I'd like to larger that you'd like to bring out? I just don't want you to walk away feeling like you didn't get to tell your story.
No. Wait. I'm sorry. What was the question one more time?
The question is, when you're teaching someone, is, you know, and then we went through that. What I wanted to know, is there anything else that you haven't been able to express that was on your mind and you wanted to talk about it?
No. I think that's kind of a gist of everything that I've done.
Yeah.
In the few years that I've been teaching, so.
Cool. Excellent. So how do they get in touch with you? The people who are traveling to Kauai, or the people who live there, Jacob Viquilia, Poipu Bay Golf Course, PGA Golf Instructor, Assistant Golf Instructor. I gave you a little boost there. yes. So how do they get you?
You can either contact the Pro Shop 808-742-8711. You can always just ask for me, or you can even just email me. It's JViquilia, JViquilia, and it's at poipubaygolf.com. Either way, you can always contact me. I'm always open. We'll figure something out together.
Great. That's fantastic. So the phone number is 808-742-8711.
Yep, that's correct.
That'll get you. And then email Jay Viquilia, and that's JViquilia at poipugolf.com.
Yep, that's correct.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us this morning. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Of course. Thank you, Danielle. You have a good day now.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Dean Wilson, PGA Tour player, and there's the HSJGA Dean Wilson Jr. Classic at Pelly Golf Course. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, Dean Wilson, the most successful Hawaii golfer to ever play the PGA Tour, inducted into the Aloha Section PGA Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame. And this is a quote now from Bryce Brockbank, his golf coach at Brigham Young in Utah. Dean Wilson is a kid who came out of nowhere. Everyone thought he'd never make it to the PGA Tour, but he worked really hard and he became an outstanding golfer. Now, today, Wilson is giving back to the kids, today's kids, getting more experience in the art of competitive golf. He sponsors one of the top junior tournaments, the HSJGA Dean Wilson Junior Golf Classic, and it's held at the Putty Golf Course. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dean.
Hi, Danielle.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm so good, happy to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So when did you sit down with friends and talk about getting the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the Dean Wilson Junior Golf Classic Tournament? How did this all come about?
Mary B. Porter, who runs Hawaii State Junior Golf, just called me out of the blue a couple of years ago and asked if I'd be interested in putting my name on a tournament and hosting one. And I said, as long as it's at Pauley Golf Course where I grew up. And she said, okay. And we've worked with Jordan Abe and Allison Wallace on the staff there at Hawaii State Junior Golf and everybody, and got together with some friends, and everybody's contributed nicely. And so this is our third year of having this tournament.
It's fantastic. And Mary B. Porter King is wonderful. I love her. I've got to have her on the show one day. She always says yes, and then I can't get a hold of her. She's a busy lady, isn't she?
Yes, very busy. Yes. There's a lot of tournaments and a lot of juniors that are playing the game, so it's really fun.
It is. It is really fun. And now, who gets to play? I understand that it's going to be June 29th and 30th. Are there openings for people to still get in?
Yeah, it's a Hawaii State Junior Golf event. It's open to all juniors that are members. We have a record this year so far. We have 111 kids.
Wow.
Which is a really big event. The first year we had about 50, and last year about 80, and so now 111. So we've got quite an event coming up on Monday and Tuesday.
This is wonderful. Monday, Tuesday, 2 days, 111 junior golfers. It's 36 hole stroke play.
Yes.
Yeah. You've been sponsoring this. Why are you the sponsor?
For the third year, and I have a lot of friends that are very nice and contributing. You know, we have nice drawing prizes. We have Kelly Slater, who's donated contest used surfboards for the last few years. We now have Xander Shoffley and his foundation that are helping a lot. We have a couple of major signed flags by him for drawings. Awesome. Alex Morgan, who's a U.S. soccer star and a good friend of mine, has always been helpful. We have a signed jersey for her, the drawing, and then a lot of things for closest to the pins and other swag bag stuff provided by local sponsors and local companies here.
Like Callaway and Oakley and Shaka Shave Ice and the food company Kailua.
Yes, all good friends of mine. Jason Sakamoto is a rep for Oakley and Vice and Malbon, and he's always been very helpful. Joyce Kue with Callaway is helping out too, and we've got so many. I know I'm missing people. Ryan Nagata with Hawaii State Golf is coming out to help with scoring and rules, and it's really nice to see the people of Hawaii coming together and helping out the junior golfers of Hawaii.
Yeah, who's doing the handcrafted persimmon drivers?
Yeah, so I like to say that I think I was just about the last generation to use those. And right when I was using those in high school, and right when I went to college in 1987, it kind of transitioned into metal woods there. Uh-huh. And once turned into metal and titanium woods, that art of wood golf clubs just kind of disappeared really fast. And so I have a guy that still designs and shapes them and makes them, and I custom make them. And we have a persimmon long drive contest on the course for the kids where they, when they get to the eighth hole, they'll grab a different vice golf ball, grab a persimmon wood from the olden days, and they all hit. And the winner of the long drive contest gets a custom-made driver by me with a Seamus head cover and all kinds of other stuff. So it's really fun. It's fun to see the kids' reactions when they see a golf club from the 90s. And, you know, so it's really interesting. I actually had a kid ask me, Uncle Dean, were golf clubs made out of wood at one time? And she didn't even know. So I thought that was pretty cute.
That's wonderful. Do you ever find people after they've played with metal and then just hit something like a persimmon wood? Did they like the feel of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Every time someone hits a persimmon wood and they hit it right on the quote-unquote, hit it on the screws, and they get that solid wood feeling, you know, I think it really resonates with people. It doesn't go as far, and it's not as forgiving as these new giant metal heads. Yeah. But, you know, it just gives a nice little feel of nostalgia. When these kids look down, the head looks so small, they feel like they can't make contact. But once some of them start hitting it, they really smash it, and it provides a nice little feel and really good fun to watch them do that.
Oh, I bet. Speaking of, so this is the age divisions. We've got boys 7 to 10, 5,000 to 5,200 yards, so, you know, approximately. Boys 11 to 12. A little bit longer, 5,400 to 5,600 yards. Boys 13 to 14. Now we're in the 6,000 range, you know, and boys 15 to 18, and girls 7 to 10, girls 11 to 12, girls 13, 14, girls 15, 18. So this is, you know, this is kids to teenagers all playing in the same tournament.
Yeah, you know, Poly Golf Course is a long course, so the battle is finding shorter tees for some of the shorter kids. And fortunately, we have nine different age groups. We've got them all the way from seven years old all the way up to 18. And so the crew goes out there, Allison and Jordan, and they map out the course and try to figure out how to make the course competitive for each age division. And so that we have so many age divisions, it's a lot of work for the HSJGA crew, but they do a great job.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And they put on a lot of tournaments. But this is fantastic because you, being the sponsor, bring all your friends come together and provide fun stuff for the kids to win, right?
and it's great to just see the golf community come together and know that it's you're just having fun with these with the kids and trying to provide a great experience for them. I have a lot of friends that just see the same vision and are willing to come out and help. So we've got guys like Corey Kozuma and Josh Hayashi or Hayashida coming out, and they're going to start the kids, and like I said, just having these people come together and do every little part to make this experience good for the kids is really, really fun to see.
Yeah, I love Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, 501c3 nonprofit organization, introducing the game of golf and its traditions to the youth of Hawaii. And in addition to the game of golf, the rules and the etiquette and the instructional clinics that HSJGA comes together with, and making sure that golf is at a minimal cost to juniors. It's so cool to see how young people, like, kids 7 to 12, learn so much from the game in the way of attitude and interaction with each other. They just seem to grow up with each other and become like little adults in a good way.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Watching them play and watching the enjoyment they have just walking the course and being with their friends. I think all us adults can learn from watching the joy that they have playing the game. Sometimes we get all hard on ourselves and are miserable out there on the golf course, and it's really refreshing watching the kids play and enjoy the game like all of us should.
Yes. Don't take yourself quite so seriously.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, going back to something that you got, what was it like playing golf with Annika Sorenstam?
Say that again?
Back in the day when you played a tournament with Annika Sorenstam.
Yes.
How did you, were you, was it easy? Did you feel a little overwhelmed with Annika Sorenstam?
She played that week at the Colonial, and all the media attention definitely was on her, and then I was part of that group.
Yes.
So I like to say I had a front row seat at the three ring circus. It was really crazy, all the people following us and giving giving her such support. It was really a fantastic experience, and something I always look back with positive emotions on.
That's fantastic. I bet. I would be. And I like how you described it as a circus, because it truly, when things are at that level, you just have to stay within, inside the circle, inside the craziness. So you don't spin out. Gosh, Dean, is something you wanted to add to our conversation that I didn't give you a chance to?
Oh, no, I'm just, thanks for letting me be on the show and talk about the junior golf tournament coming up. And I'm excited. Hopefully the weather will hold out. We won't have too much rain, but excited to see all the kids come out and play, and just looking forward to that.
Excellent. How do we, if we wanted to, let's say, prepare for next year, if there's no spaces open, I assume there aren't, but how do we sign up to be in this?
Sign up, just go on to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association website, and it's very simple. Just follow the prompts, and you'll be right in.
Fantastic. No fantastic. Thank you very much for your time
and
your energy and your wonderfulness.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. Nice talking to you, and look forward to seeing you and talking to you again down the road.
Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle.
We're going to come back after this. Michael Patrick Shields is going to be joining us in a little while, but I got some, the 2026 King Auto Group 12 and under state championship for the 7 to 10s, 11 to 12s. We've got some interesting news, an update on the Kamehameha Highway going past Waimea Bay. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services, because your home appliances have to work.
Well, it was supposed to stop raining. It usually does. This year's been different. So it hasn't stopped raining. But to help you through all this chaos with all this rain that doesn't seem to want to go away, Aloha Power's After the Rain sale. How about while the rain is still coming down? That sale, which features Honda generators, pumps, and chainsaws, and weed whackers, and trimmers, and a whole lot more, so you can, come to grips with all the stuff that's going up. It grows fast, doesn't it? Yeah. It's now up to 25% off at Aloha Power Equipment. And we have service and parts and accessories for every rider, of home size riders, commercial size, you know, those gigantic things. Yes, I don't think I could control something like that. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment in Iwile, next to the that is next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
All right. Okay, the tournaments that are underway include the PGA Tour, of course, the Travelers Championship at TPC River Highlands, LPGA KPMG Women's PGA Championship, that is underway. Hazeltine National Golf Club is where they're playing. Fabulous golf course. The DP Tour, DS Autos Open, Circolo Golf Torino, that's on the DP World Tour. Fiano, Torino, Italy. Don't you just want to go there whenever you hear people speaking with an Italian sound? It's just wonderful. LET, yes. Tip Sport, Czech Ladies Open. They're in Prague. Well, you get a trip around the world just being inside these wonderful events. All right. The Hawaii Department of Transportation wants you to know that you can't use Kamehameha Highway and go all the way around the island. So if you're taking someone out for a drive today, a Kamehameha Highway is closed by Waimea Bay. The Hawaii Department of Transportation is reminding the public of the full closure of Kamehameha Highway at Waimea Bay. And that is going to be Sunday, tomorrow, June 28th, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., for the second and the final helicopter delivery of the rockfall protection. The netting, the emergency vehicles, the city buses will be allowed coordinated access, you know, through the work zone. But the full closure will be dependent on the weather conditions. They do have that in there, and it depends on how it's raining or not. Following the delivery of the netting, the crews will secure the netting to the pre-drilled anchors in the slope. And once that netting is secured, all the barriers will be removed, and Kamehameha Highway will once again be that fabulous highway that takes you around Waimea Bay and offers you some of the most spectacular vistas. Okay, so that's what's going on that side of the island. We're coming back over to the 2026 King Auto Group, the 12 and under state championship that was held June 24th. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and First Tee Hawaii, HSJGA, conducted the 2026 King Auto Group 12 and under state championship. It was at the Honolulu Country Club, the 22nd and the 23rd, so this week. A total of 21 junior golfers from across the state teed up. This tournament awards points for HSJGA 5th Player of the Year and the season race to the coveted HSJGA 5th Tour Championship. And that's on Kauai in December, an event that's by invitation only to the top finishers on the HSJGA 5th points list throughout the season. So Honolulu Country Club, thank you for being terrific guests, hosts to the guests. And there were a lot of kids. And I just want to tell you that the boys 7 to 10, the champion winner was Kala Abraham of Mililani. Boys 11 to 12, Logan Matsumoto of Pearl City. Girls 7 to 10, Lily Suzuki of Honolulu. And girls 11 to 12, Mia Funakoshi of Kailua Kona. The Nota Bige III Junior Golf Regional Qualifiers, boys 7 to 10, Kala Abraham, Dazen Chang. Boys 11 to 12, Jackson Day and Logan Matsumoto. Girls 7 to 10, Leilani Kitkuakuli, Kitkuakul. And girls 11 to 12, Victory Hui Bonhoa and Summer Kazama. Excellent. And now the age divisions, par and approximate yardage as follows. The boys 7 to 10, par 7, red tees, 4,851 yards. And the boys 11 to 12, par 72, white tees, 5,807 yards. So we're coming up with Michael Patrick Shields right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Oh, my, oh, my. Hazeltine and the KPMG Women's PGA Championship with Minji Lee, the defending champion. Hazeltine, you know, that property has played host to the Ryder Cup, U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, and some of golf's most unforgettable moments. And this week, it welcomes the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. Nelly Korda arrives, of course, chasing another piece of history. Out of a little bit of a doldrum, she certainly is coming on strong. The long par fours, very demanding approach shots, and pressure-packed finishing holes. That's what Hazeltine is known for and expected, of course, to reward precision over power. So Nelly Korda, the hot favorite. Last time Hazeltine hosted the women's PGA, Korda was tied for third. And so we'll just see how things are going to go. Gino Titicol, the Thai phenom, has yet to win a major. She's got 9 top 10s and probably ready to break through at any moment. Nellie is back up there, though. Charlie Hall, the Englishwoman, is coming off T10, that is, at Chevron, and the tie for second at the U.S. Women's Open. So there's a lot going on in the women's game right now. Always fun to see. And Scottie Scheffler is also at the... Everything's back to normal. We've got Nellie Korda, and we've got Scottie Scheffler. Now we need some really good competition that makes golf so much fun. Speaking of so much fun, there's one person in my world who always makes it so much fun, and his name is Michael Patrick Shields, and I call him my travel guru extraordinaire. The guy is always on the road, you know, and he's always going and finding wonderful things, fascinating places to go to, fascinating conversations. He runs in. Let's see now. What is the name of the book? Before we get to the book, before Michael Patrick, hold on. I learned something from the birthday boy. He celebrated a birthday recently, and I sent him, you know, happy birthday, Michael Patrick.
And aloha.
Aloha, how are you?
Thank you for welcoming me into the airwaves of the island.
Yes, it's always my pleasure to have you on the airwaves, you know, of the islands. And so as I sent Michael Patrick this, you know, happy birthday, what was your message to me that, you know, it's celebrating your birthday doesn't require you to work and replying to all these wonderful people was work?
Larry David is terrible. He says the birthday shouldn't be a job, and when you get all the texts and emails and Facebook messages, you have to come up with something clever to say back, you know. Oh, you remembered. How nice of you. Thank you. And he said it turns the birthday into a job.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. That is absolutely right. This is a germ of wisdom that we all get to live with now. So when we're inundated with all these different things, we don't have to send out like, thank you so much for loving me.
Well, look, the AI world is upon us, and it's so terrible that, you know, it automatically sends out all these messages, and you don't even have to write back. You push a button. I don't know, maybe we're more connected, but less authentic. So if I could blow out the candles, I would blow out the candle and make a wish that I were on the Big Island or Oahu or Kauai or Maui anywhere in the islands with you, that's for sure.
Oh, I'd love it if you were here. And, I have to read this because I found this on air and I was just so taken by this. Michael Patrick Shields is an award-winning syndicated radio and television talk show host, best-selling author, travel writer, actor, background actor. He has hosted the Michigan's Big Show starring Michael Patrick Shields since 2007. He has appeared on national television. He has written for international publications. Hosted.
Okay. Stop.
It goes on and on. Okay. Wait. But then. Then.
Mother, make it stop.
No. So almost at the very bottom of the page, it says Michael Patrick Shields has served as travel correspondent for Hawaii's The Golf Club radio show since 2001. My show gets credit for having Michael Patrick Shields on. I was like, wow, fantastic. Thank you.
I serve at the pleasure of Your Majesty, Queen Kamehameha, Tucker, in the islands. And I will say, I don't know how much you've been talking about this morning or not, but I have been to the Madison Club, which is pretty exclusive in Arizona there, in the Palm Springs area.
Yeah.
There's a place called the Madison Club, and that Madison Club showed up in some of the Phil Mickelson sordid details that have been surfacing this week.
Oh.
Apparently, he had a home there, which is no small thing because they are, you know, $20 million to start with, I think. And it's very, you wouldn't even know it's there if you drove past it when you drive in. It, you don't even know that it's a private gate you're driving through. And it is no blade out of grass kind of place. I mean, for the development, the homes are beautiful. The Kardashians are in there and plenty of others. But apparently Mr. Mickelson had a home there and his wife made him sell it because, well, he was enjoying it too much from what the articles have said. I'm not somebody who likes to judge people because everybody lives in a glass house, and especially if you're a celebrity, especially if you're a wealthy celebrity. But that Madison Club, if you ever get a chance to play there, it won't be with him, but you might have a very nice time, and I'm sure you will, because I've seen some of the holes. It's like a Disneyland kind of golf there. It's really, really, really nice.
Disneyland kind of golf. It's perfectly mown. It's immaculate in its beauty. That's what I always think of Disneyland. There's not a blade of grass in the wrong direction growing. And if there is, it's torn out. But it's sad, you know, the whole thing of Phil Mickelson at some point having been, you know, the star of the entire PGA Tour Mecca. And then this fall from grace. And we're just, what's the name of the place that you just mentioned? Say that again. What kind of a place is that?
Oh, the Madison Club. It's a private golf club and development, housing development in the Palm Springs area. I was just there last year because a friend of mine invited me to come for a bottle of Dom Perignon at his house.
Oh, wow.
Which, of course, I said yes to.
It goes down like water.
And he had a veranda that looked over one of the par three holes, and it was really beautiful and all that. You know, I'm interested in the phrase that you said, fall from grace, because I'm always curious to know who determines what is grace and who falls and, you know, who decides that. And whether it's advertisers or public opinion or ruling bodies of sports, or you and I listening.
Public opinion.
I just always find it interesting, what do we expect from human people? You know, who's to judge like that? And I guess if you could say, you know, if I want to be wealthy and I want to be the smiling face of golf, I have more responsibility than that. But it's gone much higher than a golfer, put it that way.
Yeah.
And it's on both sides of the aisle, too. It's world leaders. It's, you know, presidents. We're human people, and we make terrible mistakes. And I just think it's funny that some people want to dig in there and cause all kinds of trouble. You know, who's to judge? That's what the Pope said. Who am I to judge? I'm not making excuses for Phil Mickelson. I'm just saying you wouldn't want to be him today,
no.
I wouldn't think.
No. No, and unfortunately, the higher you're on the, you know, pedestal that people put you on, the more likely you are to get in trouble, because, you know, as you said, everyone's human. So if you want to live on that level, then you have to have a certain decorum. And when you get busted, you're busted. And, you know, that's all there is to it. You've got to live with it. And his wife said, sell the place. I bet he sold it like 5 minutes after she said, sell the place, because he doesn't want her to be on the opposite side of the table. So it's not easy. But by the same token, when you're, you know, counting on everybody to love you and put you on a pedestal and believe that, you know, you're the most God's given abilities to play this game of golf or whatever facet you're in, you just have to play nice. I mean, the kings and queens of England found out that they had to be careful.
No, they don't. If you went back on the PGA Tour to the golden era, and there was no social media and all the rest of this.
Yes.
I don't think there would be anything new under the sun.
I don't know. It was a different world. And as you said, I don't want to throw stones, but you know, a prince lost his princeness. You know, he was like, okay, you're done. You're not a prince anymore in England. I said, forget about it. Because he did things that he shouldn't have done. And they just stripped him of his title. His parents did.
Well, if they gave you the Danielle Tucker Open instead of the Sony Open on Oahu next year, they revived it or whatever.
Right.
Would you give Phil Mickelson a sponsor's exemption?
Uh-uh. No. No, I probably wouldn't. I would, but then again,
it would get a lot of attention, wouldn't it? And maybe you'd get a crowd.
Yes.
Who knows?
True. But in this game, with all the children, and I've been talking about kids playing golf all morning long.
I see.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well, let's talk about kids then. I'll ask you this one.
Okay.
If it was the Danielle Tucker Open, the Sony Open on Oahu, would you give Charlie Woods an exemption into the PGA Tour event? And do you think that Charlie Woods should accept exemptions into PGA Tour events?
Oh, goodness gracious. That's a tough one. When you've accomplished something and then you get you're asked to come over and you get an exemption to play in a tournament. That's one thing. If you're just on the, and I don't mean this in any negative way at all, but if you're on the coattails, what have you accomplished? Tiger Woods has accomplished Mecca World. You know, he's, even though a lot of people wonder what he's really doing with his power now, back then, when he was a great golfer and could really hit the ball and have a good time, he got himself in trouble, but he still had that on the throne sort of, and he was able to do things. I don't know that Charlie Woods has accomplished that, where he would be somebody that everybody, oh, I got to go to I got to see the tournament because Charlie Woods is who? You know,
come on. They would know his name and it would get attention and it would get publicity and maybe Tiger would come and watch him. And, you know, there would be an ancillary ripple effect, wouldn't there?
I don't know that it would be that big a deal at this point. He's been so under the radar for so long. It's just that he stepped out of the limelight. And so I don't know. Yeah.
What about a skins game, Donald Trump versus Barack Obama?
That's funny.
Because remember in that one debate where with Joe Biden, where they were saying, you know, I'll play golf against you. You have to carry your own bag. And that was so funny. But these two are good players, Donald Trump, and they could actually hit it around.
Oh, yeah.
And we could get the skins game. And speaking of that, you could get George W. in there, too, because he's pretty good.
He's
player.
Good, too. No, now you're getting into the swing of things here, Michael Patrick. We could watch the old guys play golf and see how far they can hit it still, you know, and who actually goes and gets the golf ball for them. Don't you think? I just love the topics you bring up. Where did you no? But I love your traveling. And what you bring home to. So where have you been lately?
Well, I am going to the Virtuoso Travel Week at the beginning of August in Las Vegas, where I'll go to all over the world because 5,000 people come in from all over the planet to tout, you know, their destinations and so forth, and so that'll be fun. But there is. There is talk now that Labor Day weekend I'm going to broadcast from Israel, Haifa and Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Wow.
And that's revived because I was supposed to go last year, but the U.S. airline stopped flying. And so anyway, we're putting it back together. And I asked a lady on my own show the other day who was reporting from the Jerusalem News Syndicate. I said, I'm going to be broadcasting from Jerusalem around Labor Day. What's it going to be like?
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, she said, if the ceasefire doesn't hold you, you know, you'll be going back and forth into the bomb shelters in the middle of the night. And, I said, okay. And she said, what about the King David Hotel? Would that be a good spot? She said, oh, yes, because they have the best bomb shelters. Okay. What about a bar? Do they have a good bar? They have a good bar, and they have a good bomb shelter.
In the bomb shelter, they have a great bar.
Yeah.
I think you're in good hands. What's her name?
If you were to look up the King David Hotel, you would see. She wasn't joking, though, because I did. It's fortified and very sturdy and secure for world leaders and visitors and that kind of thing. So I cross my fingers. I hope I get the King David Hotel, which it looks over the old city anyway, but it's a thought.
It's fabulous if you get to go. Do you feel comfortable going?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes.
I didn't get into media to, you know, sell lottery tickets and soap. I wanted to do exciting things, and, you know, golf took me to exciting places. It had me meet you.
Yes.
And so there won't be any golf on this particular trip.
I hope
shortly
not.
After that, I will be in the Washington, D.C. area to a resort that is just hired Tiger Woods last week to build one of their golf courses.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Obviously, it won't be underway yet by then, but they already have some existing courses, and it's in rural Virginia.
Wow.
So, you know, and then I'll pop up to Santa Barbara, and I just keep my fingers crossed that Hawaii shows up sometime soon because I miss it desperately.
I was just going to ask you, you know, okay, so when is Hawaii on the calendar, sir? Have you got us punched up yet? Huh?
I'm going to go down to Marina Del Rey and hijack a Hobie Cat and see what happens.
So from Tel Aviv to where are you going out to that lovely little, you know, Virginia, did you say?
Whatever you say, I'll do.
Okay. There was just this destination that you had, you know, and I was thinking, what a juxtaposition to be in a bomb shelter, sipping champagne in the bomb shelter in Tel Aviv, and then coming over to the States.
Hey,
yes?
Don't forget, the North Koreans were shooting at you one time a couple of years ago, weren't they?
Well, you never know. You know, sometimes they just fire off.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that they were shooting at me, but I was in the zone, like most of us. Michael Patrick, I have 2.5 minutes. We always...
Yes,
and I love talking with you, and I thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Well, thank you very much, and some advice now would be good from you for which island would you send tourists if they wanted a serious golf trip? They wanted to golf their brains out morning till night. Where would they go?
I would go island hopping, okay? I would go... I would go Kauai, Oahu, Maui, and Hawaii Island. And they should keep an eye on Hawaii Island because when the volcano erupts, it's just the most incredible vision because you're on Volcano Golf Course and just across. It's far away from you, but it looks like it's just across the ravine. And this fountain of lava, spectacular. Spectacular. Absolutely.
Well, people would not believe it, would they? But there's a different culture on each of those islands.
Oh, there is.
It's not the same, is it?
No, it's not the same. Every place, every island has its own je ne sais quoi. And I have to thank the people who make this show possible. Michael Patrick Shields, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us. We love you. Welcome, Newtown Driving Range. You know, you can warm up before your round, or you can wind down after work and hit some balls and have a great time at the Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. Aloha Power. Work smarter, faster, easier. Honda generators, water pumps, chainsaws, riding and walking motors. Mowers, you name it, they got it. Weed whackers, get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. The rain's been raining, the weeds are just growing. Opened Monday through Saturday, EV Lay next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, and the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It is really the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, friendship, and family, go golf. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea, Maui. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.